Hello. Welcome to Q&A with Perrier and Calcium Bentonite Clay. This is your day to answer questions, and I'm here to answer your calls and your questions. Most of you know by now that the Clay Company has been sold to a company called Nutraceutical, and it's our hope that because of this sale, they'll be able to get this clay into distribution channels and have it in stores near you in the very coming future. So they have lots of distribution channels. It's a company of integrity, and they have other items. They buy small businesses. They keep the brand name, and they sell the products. So they stay integrity with the company. So you can still go to livingclayco.com to see the products. You can still go to call the 800 number, 800-915-2529, to order. The order people don't know a whole lot about clay, so you might want to go to the website first and check it out. I'm always available to answer questions, and I have started an information site since they've closed the aboutclay.com site, and the new information site is www.bentoniteclayinfo.com. Be sure and put the info after bentonite clay. And that has all the articles, the recordings, interviews, mixing directions, videos, and testimonies. So you can still find all that information there. We're trying to keep things as easy on this as we can. I do have some questions, and I will start with one from Debbie from Colchester. She said, "Hi, Perrier. I'm very new to bentonite clay. I read where you need to avoid metals such as stirring with a metal spoon as it affects the energy of the clay. When you make a clay bath, metal blades are used in the blender. Could you please explain what or what does not happen in each mixing process? Also, I have a 16-pound kitty who has just developed a fatty, movable tumor on his shoulder. Please advise how much we should give him. Where and how. Right now we're putting a half a teaspoon of liquid clay twice a day in soft food as he will not drink water. Looking forward to your help." Okay, the metal issue. It's prolonged contact with metal. Temporary contact, you're not going to destroy your clay. It's not going to change it that much. A spoon in a big jar of clay is a little thing, as are the blades. After you mix the clay, what you don't want to do is leave it in contact with your metal. So immediately wash your blades of your blender off. Immediately wash your spoon off. If you leave it stuck in the clay, it's going to rust them. So it's temporary contact with metal. It has to have some contact. There's metal rim in your bathtub. Won't hurt that. I've taken plenty of clay baths, and it hadn't rusted it yet, so I think you're safe on that regard. And that is a good question, too. Now, for Kitty, I would take some of the clay mask, and if you can, you may have to trim her hair in that area, and if you can put it on that area, I think it would help tremendously. And I would increase the amount you're giving her of the liquid clay to 1 ounce twice a day in soft food and see if he'll eat that. That'll get a little moisture in him too. And check back with me. My email is perrya@austin.rr.com. You can find it if you go to the bentonite clay info site. My contact information is there. You can call or email me. Diane Colts from Austin. "When traveling by plane, what is the best way to pack the clay? Some type of BP-free container." Thanks, Diane. Diane, what I do when I travel on the plane, if you're talking about the liquid clay, I put the powder in the bottle and just take, I have one of the clay liquid bottles that are very good quality plastic. and I keep my bottle, and I put a half a cup of clay in it, and I take it with me, and when I get there, I fill it with water where I'm going, and that way it won't depressurize and leak in your baggage. Now, as far as carrying the powder clay or the clay mask, I've never had trouble. I've flown everywhere out of the country, and it's never been a problem. I just stick it in my suitcase. You want the lid on tight where it won't shake loose, but I've carried the powder clay. They don't check it. It's not a bother. You know, I guess if you had it in your carry-on and it was a large quantity of the mass, they might complain. I think it's 4 ounces is the limit. And so if you take the little 4-ounce container, I usually have those in my makeup bag, and I've never been stopped or had a problem yet. So the reason I don't like to take the liquid is if it should pressurize or something and pop the lid off, well, then you've got your suitcase, your clothes are all wet with clay. I have at one time had a bottle that wasn't completely full, so there was some room in it, and I put it in a Ziploc bag and carried it that way. But I think the best thing is if you want to make the liquid, make it when you get there. Okay? Thank you. Okay. See what else we have coming in. Suzanne Galls from Burrell, Scenery Hill. Oh, Suzanne Galls Burrell from Scenery Hill, Pennsylvania. Well, good to have you here today, Suzanne. She said, I need your address to order the clay. I'm new to this information. Well, my address won't get you the clay. The website is www.livingclayco.com. Be sure and put the CO on there. That's the abbreviation for company. So livingclayco.com. The phone number is 1-800-915-2529, and it should be on the website when you go to www.livingclayco.com. And they'll definitely, you can go to the clay website is connected to their offices, so it looks like you're still ordering from us. And the prices are there and the quantity sizes and all of the products. So thank you. Kim in Austin, have you heard of people having a strong cleansing reaction to the clay? My mother followed my instructions of taking 3 to 4 ounces of liquid clay 3 to 4 times a day for her psoriasis. I followed the same regimen with no severe reactions, but she got diarrhea for days. I'm expecting it was a detox Hexima reaction, maybe start her out on a slower quantity and then gradually building up. I like to start her with 1 ounce 3 times a day and then gradually build her up. And I don't think you'll have that problem. If you do, clay usually stops diarrhea. It doesn't start it. So that's kind of puzzling. I'm thinking it was just a detox reaction. That's a little high doses to start with. I usually recommend people starting with 2 ounces and then gradually building up to the 3 or 4 ounces. By gradually, I mean if 2 ounces works one day, the next day, you know, add another ounce to your regime, go to 3 ounces, and if that works, you can go to 4 ounces. So it's not such an adjustment to the body. Okay? Thank you. Okay, Jessica in Aurora, Colorado. Good afternoon. I made a picture of clay to sit on my counter. When I finished it, should I have removed the remaining clay at the bottom of the picture that thickened before making a new one? Sorry, you mean picture of clay, and the typo here says picture of clay. So, okay. When you blend it, if you just shake it, you're going to have some residue at the bottom. you can shake it every day and drink that. I leave it there. As long as the rest of it is emulsified good, I leave it. When I get down to the bottom, I add water to it, shake it loose, and feed it to my plants. And my plants just bloom beautifully when I do that. Now, if you mix it in a blender, which is the best way to do it, it's 4 cups of water to a half a cup of clay. Blend it on high for 30 seconds. If you leave it on high for 30 seconds, you won't get that grit. You'll get a very creamy, smooth mixture. So there's two ways to handle that. If you're mixing it by hand and shaking it, you generally get some grit in the bottom. If you shake it each day a little bit and let it settle again, you get the clay loosened out of the grit, but there'll still be a little grit. But if you put it in the blender and blend it on high, you'll have an amazingly smooth, just like when you buy it from the company, there's no residue there. That's a good question. Thank you. Suzanne, again, my granddaughter plays college field hockey and had an injury, shin splints. Would clay help? Yes, the clay, and we also have a product called Muscle Rub it's like clay on steroids. It's got tea tree oil and peppermint oil, and it's very good for stimulating circulation, pulling out inflammation, and stopping the pain. I would put it real thick on those shins and have her prop up and let it dry, and then at night, if you want to put it on thick and wrap it in saran wrap and have her sleep with it on, and I think, you know, a couple of times, and it will have the worst of the inflammation out, and she can get about healing. It's going to bring blood flow and oxygen to the area that helps heal those tears. But the main thing, it'll take the heat and the inflammation out. And that's really what causes so much tenderness and pain. You can have her drink it too. I always like drinking. It amazes me what happens when you drink clay. That a lot of times I didn't think it would help on something, but it just works on the whole body. So I hope my grandson plays football, and I'm usually putting clay on him. He gets pretty bunged up since they're playing tackle football and has a bruise here or there. So he takes a clay bath, and we play him down, and the next morning he wakes up feeling fine. So it works. Suzanne in Indianapolis. Hi, does clay help with female issues such as endometriosis? You know, clay sort of helps balance the hormones, so it might. I would start with 2 ounces three times a day. I would also do a douche I would add 1 ounce of liquid clay or 2 ounces of liquid clay to a pint of water and do a douche and see if that will help too. I know it helps some women get pregnant that have had a hard time getting pregnant. Drinking the clay seems to balance their hormones. Clay is very homeostatic, and it wants to bring everything into balance, hormones as well. Now, I've had a few people say that when they were having hot flashes going through menopause, I had one lady say, I would get up in the night and drink some clay, and the sweating would stop. So, she's the only one. Most of them, you know, are just don't think about taking the clay right at that time. And she said she's able to go back to sleep and get a good night's sleep. So it's worth a try, and it's a cheap try. So I would certainly do it. And you could put a poultice over your stomach, over your abdomen there where that area is, and sleep with it on at night. I think that might help kind of where your ovaries are located on the outside. Put some clay on thickly and cut a big square of Glad, press and seal, and press over it. And you press the sticky side to the skin around the clay, and it acts like a mild Band-Aid, and it holds it in place where you can sleep with it on and not get it all over everything. I think those three things might help you tremendously, and please let me know how it works for you. I'd love to hear back on that. Kim again, does clay help with fibroid tumors? If so, what regime would you recommend? Yes, there are stories. Raymond Dixier had a story about a woman with fibroid tumors and was drinking the clay, doing the poultice over the stomach, and I would add the clay douche to it. It helps dissolve the tumors, but you definitely want to be drinking the clay as well. And there should be, there's an article I have about that, his talking about it. It might be on the bentoniteclayinfo.com site, or if you'll contact me, I will send you, you know, I see your email right here. I'm going to capture this. And I will email you after the show and answer your, send you a copy of that article. Okay. Now let's see what we have. Oh, my friend Carol in Chicago. Hi, I would like to talk about gut, bowels, brain, and clay connection, plus and minuses. Okay. Gut, bowels, brain, and clay connection. I'm not sure what you mean about that. With the gut, clay balances, it wants to balance everything. It cleans out the bad stuff. If you have candida and leaky gut and Lyme's disease and all of these things, the clay really helps. I don't know what you mean by brain. I do have people who have told me that they have a sense of clarity when they drink the clay, their mental clarity. We've had two or three people say, children, teenagers say that they suddenly could understand algebra after they started taking the clay, that they had a lot of clarity. And I know it does clear up the thinking. I guess it depends on what's the cause of it. If we're just under stress and not getting sleep, it could be an energy thing, like with the teenagers. And if you're talking about clay passing through the brain barrier, I don't know how clay gets where it gets when it's not absorbed into the bloodstream, but it does seem to make a difference in the body. The fact that it's a catalyst that works with the enzymes in the body to create things that the body's deficient in, that the clay doesn't even contain, is one of the remarkable aspects of the clay that's really difficult to understand. But it's amazing how it works. So if you have something specific there you could ask me about, I could do a little better job, I think, but I'm not understanding. If I had something wrong with my brain, I wouldn't mind rubbing clay all over my hair and my scalp and putting a shower cap on and sleeping with it on. Just a thought there, if that's the direction you're going. So give me a little more clarity on that, Carol. My friend Jay. Greetings, Perrier. So glad to be here. I've been away since the death of my sister, still loving life and life-saving clay. I bought what looks like a ton of it, so when it was on 20% off, still recommending it to loved ones and anyone needing its power. Questions. My 35-year-old nephew was in the hospital with blood clot on his leg, moved to the groin. A few more folks I know had issues of blood clots. Will clay help? A friend's cholesterol was 270, and it says LDL, and not in a healthy range. Will clay help? Clay has helped with cholesterol. Just drinking it, people have noticed that it comes down, and it might depend on the type of cholesterol. There are two types of cholesterol, hereditary cholesterol, and that associated with diet. So the hereditary cholesterol, I don't know how much it helps, but I have even recently got a testimonial where somebody's blood pressure and and the cholesterol were lowered. The blood clot on the leg, you might apply the clay over the clot, and drinking the clay. We know drinking the clay helps. We had a lady that, there was a lady that wrote a book. Her name is Nancy Stein. She wrote a little book, and it's an e-book. And she had, well, I can't think of the name of it now, an aneurysm, a weak spot in her vein. And the doctor, she was 83 years old, so the doctors didn't want to operate. They thought it'd be too strenuous, so they just gave her 3 months to live. And she started drinking clay. She knew about the clay and started drinking it, and she was drinking it regularly. And she said in 3 months she went to the Mayo Clinic to see what they could do about it, and when they checked it, they said it wasn't severe enough to operate. So it helped her veins and her arteries soften them. We had another lady that had sort of a hardening of the artery disease and said started taking the clay, and within months it helped her. So, you know, everybody is different. You can try and see. I would definitely have them drinking it and probably put a poultice over the blood clot. I have a grand new, grandbaby now. Time flies. She is now 10 months. At pedia visit, she has labia adhesions. Will clay help? A thin layer covering and closing the vaginal area. I don't really know. I've never heard of that. It does reduce scar tissue, so I'm thinking taking some on your finger and just putting over that area might do that. If it's like a scar tissue, it should diminish it, and it should happen within a couple of weeks. Doctor wants to put a drop of hormonal cream on the area to open, but I'm totally against it. Will clay help? Also, clay for her diaper change. Baths, and can she ingest clay? Absolutely for diaper rash. It is the best thing in the world. You can use the diaper. We used to make a baby powder, and you can make it yourself. Equal parts of arrowroot, cornstarch, and clay. And use that for a powder to powder them with. But if they get diaper rash, you smear a fingerful of that clay mask on that little bottom and close that diaper up. And I promise you, the next time you open it, it's going to be healed and gone, particularly if it's overnight. So it really helps with diaper rash. Yes, you can take some clay baths. You know, in a little small bath, I would put like a half a cup of the liquid clay in there. And children love it. Autistic children respond to it. Small children, they make more eye contact. They're calmer. It calms them down, and they become more verbal. And, yes, my grandson was taking clay when he was 6 months old. You know, I just put a little in her milk or something, maybe a teaspoon of the liquid clay in her milk or juice, and just let her have it that way. If mom's okay with that. So glad to hear you and know that your passion and dedication to educate and to help with the blessings of clay brings. Almost forgot, will clay help with high pressure and glaucoma? You know, we had a story. I'm going to tell you all a story now. There was a young boy that had a glaucomic birth defect, and he was they didn't understand it was hereditary and couldn't catch it until he had already was blind. And he was like, I think, 5 or 7 years old when the blindness hit him. His parents raised him to be very independent. He went to public school. He was in the band. He was just a great young man. Played miniature golf. You know, they just talk him and line him up, and he did amazing things. And he started getting, when he reached puberty, and I think it was a hormone thing, he started getting pain attacks behind his eyes, and they would be severe. And the doctors had operated on him 20 times, and they couldn't get it to stop, and he would get these severe pain attacks, and it would be so severe he'd have to come home from school and take pain meds and, you know, sleep it off. And the doctors said the only thing they knew to do is just remove his eyes from his sockets. And his dad heard me on the radio, called me and got the clay, and we started giving him the clay, and he said he heard me on the radio, and he ordered the clay. And the day it came, his son was having an attack, and he just put a spoonful in a glass of water and stirred it and had him drink it slowly, and within 15 minutes, the pain had stopped. So he called me, and I told him how to mix the liquid and have it there where he wouldn't have to mix it each time, that he could just go by and either drink a sip or two of it. And the last time I talked to him, as long as he was drinking 1 ounce a day, he has not had another pain attack. And since it's a pressure thing and it may be related to hormones in some case, in his case, it worked for him. So if you know somebody who has high pressure and glaucoma, I would definitely get him drinking the clay. I would put either pour some of the living clay on one of those circular cotton makeup remover pads. Either pour some of that, you know, saturate the cloth and hold it up to the eyes, the closed eyelids, and just lay there with it on. I use that when I get allergies and my eyes start itching. And it's very soothing and relaxing. It takes the itching and the inflammation away. So I would try both of those for that. Good to hear from you again, Jay. Thank you for your continuing support of Living Clay. This lady she calls it life-saving clay. She had the Lyme's disease, had been misdiagnosed, and said she was like the walking dead. And clay gave her back her life. And she's been a good, loyal supporter since then. She's a person I can always count on. If someone calls with a similar situation, I can send them to Jay, and she can tell them what she did and how she got through it. So appreciate your listening in, Jay. It's good to hear from you. Suzanne in Indianapolis again. Perry, would you send me that article, too, on how to use the douche? Yes, I certainly will. Let me copy your email address here. I already have a page started, and we'll just do that. Okay, thank you. Jay, again, another couple of questions. My nephew, a police officer, is under a lot of stress. Rushed to the hospital for terrible stomach pains, diagnosed with leaky gut, also diverticulitis and gallstones. Will clay help? Yes, ma'am, it will. It'll help dissolve the gallstones, and it will help repair the leaky gut and the diverticulitis. My friend in Canada, Mark Lonsdale, had leaky gut, diverticulitis, irritable bowel, ulcerative colitis, and Crohn's disease. And they were talking about removing all of her intestine and put her on a bag the rest of her life. And she started drinking 8 ounces of the clay. She gradually built up to it 3 times a day. And in 4 months, they finally had to go in and do surgery on she knew she had a weak spot, and they only removed 10 inches. And when she woke up, she had 4 doctors standing around her wondering how she went from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old in the 4 months they'd been treating her. There was no sign of the Crohn's disease. There was the ulcerative colitis had cleared up, the diverticulitis, the polyps had cleared up, and her husband had kidney stones, and he started drinking the clay too, and it dissolved his stones, and he passed them without knowing it. He knew he had a little slight back pain, but not much. Usually when you pass a kidney stone or a gallstone, it's tremendously painful. And he noticed when he was going to the bathroom that there looked like sand in his urine. So he caught some of it and showed it to a friend, and she looked at it and she said, "You're passing kidney stones or gallstones, and they've dissolved. How did you do that?" So will clay help? Yes, ma'am. I'd definitely get him on some clay. It'll help with the stress, the acidity. He does have a stressful life. And let's help our men in blue. Thank you. Wow, good questions today. Becky in Tampa, what was the ratio of clay to water you said to mix in the blender? Okay, to make the liquid clay, you want 4 cups of water and 1/2 cup of the dry powder clay. Blend on high for 20 minutes, and that'll make you the liquid. Just be sure and wash your blender blades after you pour it up into a quart-sized container. That'll make you 32 ounces. And it's so easy. I have a couple of bottles I've saved, and so when I make it, I make one batch, and then I turn around and make another batch, and I pour them up and leave them in the bottles there because they last forever. They don't spoil. They just don't go bad. It's inert material, so good stuff. If you want to make the mask, it's 3 cups of water to 1 cup of clay, and I generally make it a rounded cup because clay tends to pack and get powdery, and when you're scooping it up, it gets light. It's kind of like flour. It can either be dense, you know, it's hard to weigh, it's hard to count the clay granules and everything. So when we scoop it up, we kind of loosen it, it gets air in there. And if you measure your cup and come back the next morning, your cup will have shrunk a little bit. So I do a little rounded cup. I do a little more than a cup to 3 cups of water and put it in the blender again on high for 30 seconds. Pour it into a container that has an airtight lid and not a whole lot of air space because air dries the clay out. So if you have something that fits the quantity that you're making, that's great. And I use the Tupperware containers, the food grade, and scoop it in those, and they have snap-on airtight lids, and it keeps beautifully. And after you mix it, when you mix the mask, you need to let it sit for about 10 minutes to absorb the water. It's going to be a little watery and soupy at first, but it'll start keep swelling it and start absorbing the water and get about the thickness of like pudding or sour cream, and that's what you want. If it's too thick, you can add a little water. If you get it too runny and it doesn't thick, you'll have to go back and add some clay, and sometimes that lumps. So just kind of round off that cup, and I think you'll be fine. Carol again, you know there is a connection between our brain and our guts, and I was thinking how clay affects our brains when we take in the clay. Okay, I wasn't thinking about that connection. I guess there's a connection between our brains and everything in our whole body. So, yeah, interesting. You got me thinking here, girlfriend. Okay. The connection between our brain and our guts. Well, things happen in our body that are not sunk. The brain just automatically does it, so it's not our thinking about it that makes it happen. You know, when it's time to go to the bathroom, you get the urge and you go. And I don't know how that would happen, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised. The fact that it relaxes the body, particularly when you take a clay bath, it really relaxes the muscles and any tension. And when you have tension, you have tightness around areas, and that blocks the flow of energy and blood in our body. So taking clay baths is very good to relax. And somehow it really has effect on autistic children. Their first bath, the parents notice a remarkable change and difference in them. They just get calm, and they're often afraid that they won't want to get in the clay water because they don't like anything changed. But it seems they fall in love with it, and they start asking for the clay baths, and one little boy calls it his chocolate milk bath. So it does have some effect, definitely. Boy, I'll have to think on that one. You got me thinking now. I love this. You know, I never know what I know until somebody asks a question. Does clay have iodine, CV as trace mineral? Yes, it does have iodine, but it's not bioavailable to the body. It's one of the minerals that is makes up the clay particle, and they're bound together by the covalent oxygen molecules. So these are tightly connected. It's like a chain link fence. Like a welder went in and welded all the minerals together, so they don't leach out and go out into the body. But the energy of them does. So, I don't know if it's called iodine or if it's, I'm thinking of iron, ferrous oxide and iron. I kind of have to look up and see if it, I think iodine is a result of something. I'm going to have to look that one up, and I think I have your email here. I should have it in my computer somewhere because we chat all the time. And I'll get back to you on that one. I think iodine is a man-made product, but I'm not sure what the ingredients are, and it may be something like a ferrous oxide in it. Okay, Rita in Atlanta, can clay help really bad spider veins and legs? Also, what about varicose veins? I'm so appreciative of your wisdom and using your time and energy helping us. Well, thank you, but my wisdom just played out on varicose veins, E-R-I-C-O-S-E. I'm going to have to look that up, unless you can tell me what they are. I broke my ankle 40 years ago. I was pregnant at the time, and they couldn't give me diuretics, so my legs just stayed swollen. And by the time they took the cast off, my ankle looked like a telephone pole. And once you have the swelling in the tissues, if you can stay off your feet and keep your feet propped up, and I didn't know about clay way back then, you can, you know, tighten those veins up where they go back to their original size and they're not stretched out from the swelling and the excess fluid that builds up in the tissues. That's where you begin to get the spider veins from something like that. And in that ankle on the inside, I started getting the spider veins, and I put the clay on there. It doesn't take them completely away, but they go down where you can't see them as much. I don't do it every night, so I don't know if I did it daily what it would do. I just put it on occasionally. If I've been on my feet all day and my feet are kind of swollen, my ankles are kind of swollen. But I would try that. And let me capture your email here so I can look up varicose veins. I've never heard that term. So you're getting to see that I'm not a doctor, aren't you, huh? But I do know quite a bit about clay and how it works with the body. And if I can understand something, then I can give you a better answer. And sorry, I can't give you that answer at this time. Jessica, I would like the douche instructions too. Okay. Adding you to my list. Thank you. Now, I'm going to put the douche instructions together with the thing on fibroid tumor because, you know, I'm just assuming all this has to do with our female organs and we all want that information. So it's going to all come together. For thyroids, yes, the lady that had the colon problem that was so bad that was drinking a cup of clay three times a day also had a hypothyroidism, it's called Graves' disease, was told she would be on medicine the rest of her life and they might have to do surgery and remove it. And while she was taking the clay for everything else, her thyroid cleared up and she is off her thyroid medicine. She was taking quite a bit. She was taking the 8 ounces, and again, she built up gradually. You start with 2 ounces. If your body adjusts to that just fine, you can go to 3, for the next day, and just each day add another ounce and get your body to adjust to it. Now, when she told me that, I never had 8 ounces, and I went in and I started at 4 ounces because I've been drinking clay a long time, and I didn't feel any difference. So it was easier if you've been on it for some time to build up, but if you're new to clay, you want to do it gradually. And for all you new people, one of the side effects of clay is constipation. Now, it only happens to 20% of the people who take clay. Most people say they have good regular bowel movements. That's one thing they notice, that they're starting to have good, firm, regular bowel movements. And 3 times a day, which is what we're supposed to do. But if you're not, 20% of the people get constipation, which can be from either an imbalance in their digestive system or the fact that it's pulling old fecal matter and old crud out of the colon in a cleanse process. And this old stuff is hard and dried and stinky, and it's plugging up the pipes. But then again, some of them just stay constipated. Some people have been constipated all their lives and have taken laxatives to the point that their peristalsis muscles don't function again. And some people go just fine and take the clay and they don't go. But there is an easy solution, and that's over-the-counter magnesium tablets. Magnesium oxide. There's a difference between magnesium citrate and magnesium oxide. And I like the magnesium oxide tablets. You can cut them in half with a pair of scissors. You can take one twice a day. You can take two twice a day. You can take one and a half. You know, if you get a little too much, cut it in half. If you get too much, you may go to the bathroom 2 or 3 times, and then that's it. It doesn't give you diarrhea all day long. And then cut back on the amount of taking, but find your happy place with it. And keep taking the clay because it's got so many benefits. Okay, Carol, it works for me. I use it on my lower leg, and varicose vein is reduced. Okay, here's another one on the varicose veins. That's what I experienced, too. It reduces it greatly. So thanks for that. I appreciate that. It's always nice. Jessica, iodine is a chemical element of atomic number 53. It's a non-metallical element forming black crystals and a violet vapor, if that helps you any. Okay, if it's one of the chemical elements on the periodic chart, then it is one that is linked together, so it's not bioavailable to the body in the clay. I'm not sure if our clay has iodine in it or not. I'd have to go look. There's 60 or 70 of the different elements in it, and they're all in parts per million and small amounts, and amounts that are not detrimental to the body. And I know that you can't get it from the clay, so you don't take the clay for iodine. It's in it, but it's what makes clay clay. It's the difference in a pile of minerals and a clay particle. They're fused together from the heat of the volcano. It's like a welder just linked them together, and they have a negative charge. That negative charge is what makes the clay platelet. A little thin layer, a strong negative charge. So that's how that works. And you only get 4 minerals from clay, and it's in small amounts, and it's in the cation exchange layer. It's in a layer that they throw off these 4 minerals, and then they bring on the bad stuff. So the 4 minerals that it throws off are calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. But I wouldn't take it for a calcium, magnesium, potassium, or sodium supplement because it's a small amount, probably not enough to be anywhere near your daily minimum requirements. The way clays work, you'd think the calcium, okay, that's why it helps build strong bones. That's why it helps mend broken bones in half the time. And it may be the silica in clay. There's quite a bit of silica in clay. on natural silica, and it's good for building bones and teeth. So there are a lot of components in it that we don't understand how they work. But it's just as a whole, clay is helpful for the whole body. And I believe that. Okay, Jay. Iodine is a chemical element. The body needs it but cannot make it. It needs iodine and it must come from the diet. As a rule, there's very little iodine in food. Most of the world's iodine is found in the ocean where it is concentrated by sea life, especially seaweed. Perry, I eat seaweed daily because I had a slow thyroid. My daughter-in-law is Japanese and advised me to do so. Good information there. Way to go, team. I love this. I love this. So I'm getting a little educated here, okay? So seaweed is a good source of iodine. And, you know, you can get the dried seaweed and you can get the seaweed to mix in your salads and things. And there's a lot of ways to take that. And I suspect that our fish also have iodine in them. But thank you for that. This is wonderful. We're just such a team. Isn't that great? Okay, I have no more questions coming in. I had an interesting question that came to me, and I wanted to share it with you. This lady said, I've heard that clay can be taken with meals, but since it's so alkaline and your stomach needs an acid environment for digestion, isn't that a contradiction? Well, it would seem like it, wouldn't it? Given clay's pH is 9.7. But clay's goal is to clean house and restore balance. Most of what it does is the result of its ability to bring the body into balance. And a balanced body is designed to heal itself. So, which is the answer to the acidity and digestive question? Clay has a wisdom we cannot understand or process without a PhD in chemistry. Our normal pH should be between the 7.0 and 7.4 range. With all the clay I've taken, my pH stays around 7.0. Balance being the key word here. How does it do it? We may never fully understand, but here is my best attempt. Clay is considered homeostasic. Homeostasis is a term that is used to describe the survival of organisms in an ecosystem and to describe the successful survival of cells inside an organism. Organisms and populations can maintain homeostasis in an environment when they have a steady level of births and deaths. So it keeps that constant balance. Homeostasis, the tendency of an organism or cell to regulate its internal conditions, such as chemical composition of its body fluids, so as to maintain health and functioning regardless of outside conditions. The organism or cell maintains homeostasis by monitoring its internal conditions and responding appropriately when these conditions deviate from their optimal state. The maintenance of a steady body temperature in a warm-blooded animal is an example of homeostasis. In human beings, homeostasis regulation of the body temperature involves such mechanisms as sweating when the internal temperature becomes excessive and shivering to produce heat as well. The generation of heat through metabolic processes when the internal temperatures fall too low. So just like our bodies are homeostasic and we maintain, no matter what the temperature is on the outside, we can maintain the same body temperature. So this is a property of clay and our bodies. So together, that's why it doesn't disrupt our digestive. You still digest your food. You have enough acidity. The body knows what parts of the body need more acidity for different functions. And it's it's kind of like the brain doing things for our body that we're not aware of. We're not consciously saying, brain, go do this, brain, go do that. So that's how I explain that. I thought that was an interesting question, and you know, I had to think about it. It does sound contradictory, but I know I quite often check my pH, and as high as the pH is in clay, mine doesn't get over. It stays right where it needs to be. So that's a great trait. All right, I have another one here from Stephanie. Please add Stephanie to your clay douche instruction list. If you think it might be helpful for menopause-related vaginal dryness and tissue thinning. Thank you, my dear Perrier. Stephanie is another dear friend that I've met through clay, and she and her daughter have just become friends and family. So I have some homework to do to answer all of you, but right now I'm going to go see if I have anything else. I have no more questions coming in. I'm going to go to the phone lines. Anyone on the phone line have a question they'd like to ask, or something they would like to contribute? If you'll press star 2 on your phone, it'll open your line. Well, this has been an amazing day. Our hour is just about up. Actually, it was a 30-minute shit call, but we usually go to an hour. We had a wonderful session today. I'm so glad all of you have found me through the new Bentonite Clay Info site, and the About Clay site won't get you to the teleseminars anymore. We've had to ask you to sign up again through bentoniteclayinfo.com. And I'm still here for you. I love these meetings, and it's going to be great. Our next meeting will be a wellness one, and I haven't decided what my topic's going to be yet. I love it, but the universe will give me something between now and next Wednesday. So the weekend is coming up, and make yours a great one. This is Perrier signing out. Here I have a late question. It says, how can we prepare clay for the winter? Well, just like you do for the summer, I don't know if there's any difference in the preparation. You don't want to freeze it, just keep it in your house at room temperature, same thing. If there's something different there, Caro, email me. Okay, this time I'm signing out. Thank you and have a wonderful weekend. I need to go make a birthday cake for my 43-year-old daughter. I can't believe she's that old. Oh, and there's a thank you from Jessica. Thank you so much. I enjoy the seminars, too. Thank you all for following and being there. Don't know what I'd do if I didn't have an audience to talk to about clay. Well, go out and have that wonderful weekend. It is what you make it. Bye-bye.